This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We need to hear this, apparently. What are we listening to? Because I'm told that this is a surprise of sorts from Cubs camp.
Craig Counsell was asked about his media obligations this season.
Are you talking about the Chicago Weekly show? Is that your station?
I don't know. No. Odyssey owns
it. Don't you do a radio show?
I do a radio show, yeah.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. I enjoy having fun with those guys. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy. Who I know is a huge Cubs fan, a huge baseball fan.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Matt. Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner, his new partner that he plays?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
That was great. That was great.
The Spiegel guy.
Matt. Is that offensive? No, it's not offensive.
Why was everything so difficult for them when they were all going around in a circle trying to figure out what was happening?
And
Bruce basically disowned us? Just said that's an Odyssey station?
He just said he doesn't own the station.
Is that your station?
I don't own it, no. Odyssey owns it.
Right.
I'm on that station, but I don't own that.
He does not want to represent the Score. That's what I heard.
And it's not my show. But I'm on that show.
You guys are doing that Score thing on me, aren't you?
When's the first Craig Counsell?
We're going to do that show.
I kind of want Bruce as the Spiegel guy. I want that as like a ringtone.
Oh, you know what I mean? That is awesome.
Oh, is that beautiful? Yeah.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
That one surprised me, Max.
That's a good job.
I like it. He's getting to know you. Like, 1 year, starting to feel it a little bit.
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
What are we doing here?
You should know his name. You have to ask Billy Russo what his name is?
Sorry, is that offensive?
What are we doing here?
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow when I see Craig Counsell? I guess it'll be Friday. I have to walk over there and say, oh, look at that. It's the Counsell guy. Craig, right? is it Craig?
Perfect. Actually, better, go Craigers.
Craigers?
Yeah, a little condescending.
Well, actually, I'm the one who usually gets called Craig by famous Cubs greats. You know, that's usually what happens to me.
I think maybe you go Walter White. And go, say my name.
I am the one who knocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Fear me. I don't know if he said that, but that's something Walter White would say.
He is
good morning, Bruce and Craig.
Yeah, that's right. Billy Williams, the great Billy Williams, calling me Craig for some reason.
What was going on?
Good morning, Bruce and Craig.
Nobody knows why.
It's hilarious.
Shane, do you remember why he called me Craig?
Well, I think we figured out there was either a Craig in the open, somebody else named Craig, or Tanny,
maybe
in the promo before.
It was my fault. It was a Hank Aaron anniversary of some kind.
That's it.
And it was Hank Aaron at the 715th home run, and I was going through my rigmarole of everything that was involved when Hank hit the home run, including Craig Sager interviewing Hank on the field after he hit that home run.
Okay.
That was the last thing I said, and Billy was like, I guess I'm talking to Craig.
Okay. He was like hoping to hear a name. Oh, good, it's Craig.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I got it. Last name I heard was Craig. Here we go.
That's funny. I hadn't thought that you would be seeing Craig in a couple of days.
Couple of days.
And you said you'll be interviewing. Is there a manager? They probably don't start the pregame interviews yet.
No.
Yeah. We're not.
I will bum rush the media session and make my presence known with authority.
Wait, hold on real quick, Mark. You didn't think that he'd be seeing Craig, but you knew he was going down to spring training?
I didn't think about it.
I guess I'm just putting it together. Okay. Like right now. You can actually respond to this man face to face about the hilarity that took place yesterday.
670 The Score is where you are. He is Mark Grody. He is slowly morphing into Les Grobstein on our watch. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score. Shane is here. Tanny is here. Lots going on. Mike Valenti in about 30 minutes for Ben's Vision as we look at Ben Johnson. Bruce Levine later on from Cubs camp. And Paul Pabst will be joining us in studio a little bit later as well. But Groats, we are officially there. The NFL's offseason calendar has technically kicked off yesterday with the franchise tag window now open. The combine starts on the 24th of February, so that is a week from 2 days ago. So I guess Monday is another way to say that in human English form.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. So the combine will be going. The franchise tag window closes on March 4th, but already you could get some players being given the tag by their teams. And we don't have any official tags as of right now, but we know that Javon Holland, the safety of the Dolphins, could be tagged. T. Higgins, the wide receiver from Cincinnati, could be tagged. The quarterback from the Minnesota Vikings,
Sam Darnold,
who just had a terrific year, could be tagged. All of these people could be tagged and then traded, or tagged and then signed to a long-term deal. The Bears don't really have anybody that would potentially qualify to be tagged. I guess free agents to be, as of right now, anybody that they could tag. There's really nobody that makes sense.
Really is nobody that makes sense, and there is almost zero talk that I have heard coming out of Hallis Hall in terms of that. Usually there's a name or two that will bounce around. It does not appear the Bears will be using any of the tags on any of their players this year.
But there is one player with great Bears relevance that could or could not be tagged, and it doesn't look like he's going to, and that is the guard of the Kansas City Chiefs, Trey Smith. This in The Athletic today. Trey Smith is expected to be the most coveted offensive lineman in this year's free agency. The Chiefs are not expected to place the franchise tag or the transition tag on Trey Smith, according to a league source. Well, I read that today in The Athletic, and I go to myself, I go, bam! And I think Trey Smith is available. Mm-hmm. And I think the Bears should ready themselves to pounce, as we've all been talking about. And no tag means that for sure he's not going to be there, right? Not so fast. Next paragraph. Instead, the Chiefs should do their best to keep one of their best players by offering Smith a 4 or 5 year contract. Smith entering the league in 2021 alongside center Creed Humphrey. Two have become best friends. Last year, the Chiefs signed Humphrey, the league's best center, to a 4 year contract that included guaranteed money in 25 and 26. Brett Veach and Andy Reid should offer Trey Smith a similar contract, one that makes him one of the league's highest paid guards. So what do you, co-host of Take the North, think about this possibility? No tag makes me think it's a possibility, but I guess if they have a good relationship, they can just go offer him a deal.
First of all, I think that Kansas City will do what it has to do to keep Trey Smith, because they'd be crazy to let that guy go unless they think they can build or rebuild their offensive line with what they have and adding other players. How cocky are they about it? But the Chiefs are in a weird spot, because despite getting to the Super Bowl, there's kind of this feeling of a changing of the guard, and maybe the Chiefs ain't like they may have to go under a little bit for the next, or maybe they don't if they continue to keep their guys and be a little bit creative. So I still have in the back of my mind that he'll end up back with Kansas City. As far as the Bears are concerned, they got to go all to the wall to get him. And I do believe they will. And maybe this is naive of me to say, but the Ben Johnson hiring changed everything in terms of the way I'd look at the Bears and the way they do business, the what happened there, Kevin Warren's part in it. Go for the best guy and bring that guy in. Will they continue to do it? Because this ain't good enough. Like, the celebration was real. The approval rating was 99% for Ben Johnson. And doing business differently, keep doing business differently, go after this man. And I think they will.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Because if Ben Johnson says, I'd like to do this. This is, I mean, if we need to run the ball and this guy's going to help us run the ball and he's an ass kicker and he's going to redefine the culture of our offensive line and reinvigorate the room and show everybody how we want to play and this is what I want. I do think that Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles would follow suit and follow behind him.
I think you're right. Or does, and this is a question I keep asking about Ben Johnson in certain positions, or does Ben Johnson think, oh, don't worry, you know, we don't need Trey Smith. Give me Zach Martin or Mekhi, like, give me second best, because I can work with those guys. I'm Ben Johnson. Uh-huh. I can make players better. So that's the only caveat. I think it's more take the top-end talent like we're talking about. I think Ben Johnson would probably be most interested in Trey Smith out of those guys. I only named a few of the interior guys, for example. But we still don't know about Ben Johnson completely. Does he have it in his head like a Theo Epstein? I can do it my way, man. You don't have to go. Give me John Lester. I'll grow this team. I'll make this team better.
After, especially hearing Brian Baldinger the week of the Super Bowl, talk about Trey Smith in a variety of ways about how what he is as a person, what he is as a student of the game, what he is as a lineman, and all of that. And really thinking about it, he had risen to the top. Trey Smith, of like any player I have ever wanted for any team in this town, because of what he signifies, what he is, and what it could be like. And it's exactly what the Bears need. It is unbelievable how much they actually need that guy. And then the Super Bowl happened, and they made him get double-team help to deal with Jalen Carter, and that Eagles defensive line completely and utterly dominated the Chiefs.
I don't think he had a good playoffs in general, according to some of the stuff that I was reading, like the real evaluators of offensive line. Like, I think he kind of struggled in the postseason.
The Super Bowl made me a little hinky.
Yeah, he's not coming in hot necessarily.
The interior of that Eagles line, not just Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Another guy, Melvin something. You don't even know his last name. Don't pretend you know his last
name.
I know
Henry Melton.
No, it was Melvin was his first name. Oh, Tanny, don't pretend. Pretend you know his last name.
You should know his name.
Melvin Douglas is the former actor.
Say my name.
Is it Melvin Williams? Is that who it is? You don't know if I'm right or I'm wrong. Don't pretend you do.
Let's name Melvin. Melvin Eli. Go.
Was it Monty Williams? You don't know.
But anyway, to your point, you do have to look at that. I didn't even want to bring that up, Spiegel.
I'm glad you did,
but it wasn't not in my head because, and it's not necessarily even fair. That's when the competition is stiffest. That is when players are at their most banged up and tired. Mm. So I suppose, I'm just rattling off excuses here for Trey
Smith.
Listen
to you.
But the body of work is good.
Yeah, here's how much I think you don't know Melvin Williams' name. His name is actually Milton Williams, okay? That's how much you don't know his name.
More like Milton Bradley, who never should have been on the Cubs in the first place.
More like Milton Berle. So did you see the Saturday Night Live movie?
Yes, I did.
With what's his name?
Yeah.
Is Milton Berle?
It was...
You know, the guy.
The guy. It's We're doing guy. Great today.
Yeah, the guy who was in... he's, you
I
know...
I forget. Oh, He was in the one where he's the music conductor.
Yes.
He's the music conductor.
Right.
G.E. Smith?
No.
That's the Saturday Night Live bandsman.
I was like, that would have been weird to cast him as Milton Berle, but you said that's the first name I thought of. Well, you guys can Google it up.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it, Tanny. That disappoints me just a little bit.
Well, I just finished the SNL book, and if it's anything like the chapter about Milton Berle, if they included that stuff in there, I'm going to avoid this movie.
His Coke can? Is that what we're talking about?
Use your imagination, you're probably right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he only took out enough to win.
I heard
that's the reference.
I did hear some of that stuff was the exact details was a little fabricated, but I don't think the story
J.K. Simmons.
It's J.K. Simmons.
J.K.
Simmons as Milton Berle. Oh my god!
They did put it in this movie. The part that was in this book.
It's so good.
No thanks. I'm good.
Oh no! It's so good, and he represents old Hollywood. He represents like old comedy in that and the SNL movie.
In the book, it's referenced that it was one of the biggest mistakes of the show's history is putting that guy on to host a show.
Well, I guess he was difficult. He was difficult.
It was very
leading
difficult.
Up to it. Yeah.
So anyway, it's a great thing. But anyway, Milton Williams.
Oh yes,
is Milton the Williams. Defensive lineman who, among others, had control of Trey Smith. So yeah, I'm a little bit hinky about it. But today being day one of the franchise tag, look, I still want Trey Smith, and especially because the Bears have a lot of money. They have a lot of money, and there's more money coming to them courtesy of the league, and there's more money coming to them courtesy of you. We're going to cover that in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Spiegs and Grody here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. When we come back, nuggets learned while game prepping, including a potential endorsement war brewing with a brand new Chicago Cub. We'll do that next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on The Score.
They said the only off-the-field encounter I've had with them was at Bueller's wedding a few years ago.
Mark Grody walked in today and said he'd been thinking a lot about Dansby Swanson talking about Justin Turner. And that reference right there. Why... was Dansby talking about last time I hung out with him? Just the way Bueller's wedding.
He just brushed by it like, I think Bueller's wedding must have been a thing, man. Like the way Swanson just swiped it, like everybody, oh yeah, man, it's been since the Bueller wedding, man.
Oh, which dude, was let me tell you, I was getting after it at the Bueller wedding.
Right. I think the next time you have Swanson, you don't even want to know about the Bueller wedding, man. Stuff Bueller's happened.
That's the only off the field encounter I've had with him. Was it Bueller's wedding a few years ago?
Oh man, yeah. Oh, that was something.
That it fit like for some reason he seems like Walker Bueller, like the type of guy that would have like just a
rager.
I don't know why it feels like that, but just the way he said that, bro.
Well,
it's Bueller time, man.
First of all, Walker Bueller, a Vanderbilt guy, Dansby Swanson. Vanderbilt guy. So I can only assume it was all Vanderbilt dudes.
Bro.
Carson Fulmer had to be there.
Jay,
you know,
Cutler in the house?
Yeah.
Bro. I think you're putting it together. I bet Cutler and his team were there as well. Whatever.
You should have seen David Price getting after it at Bueller's wedding, man.
All the Vandy guys there. Oak Park Vandy for
Oak
some
Park
reason.
Vandy. Oh, yeah. He was at the Bueller
Shout
party.
Out.
Tell you what, Jason Veritek was there.
Chris Williams.
Oh, yeah. Former Bears offensive lineman.
Who's the wide receiver that Cutler threw to there? He also threw two here. It was also a Bear.
That he threw two?
Yeah. It was a wide receiver at Vanderbilt.
Oh, yes. Earl Bennett.
Earl Bennett.
Oh, Earl Bennett. Yeah, I got an Earl Bennett. Thank you.
Bueller's wedding, man. Earl Bennett David Price.
Oh, you saw Bennett? Bennett went upstairs.
Nomar Garcia Para.
Nomar brought the tequila, bro.
All right. I'm looking at insideweddings.com at Mackenzie Marcinek and Walker Bueller's wedding photo here together.
I want more on the Bueller wedding, bro.
I don't.
I do. I gotta have it. I gotta have it.
I'm uncomfortable.
Next time Nico's on. I wanna just like.
You don't know that Nico was there.
I might.
What makes you think that Nico was invited to Bueller's wedding?
Why wouldn't he? What, he's not good enough to go to the Bueller wedding? It's a place where you gotta be top of the. You're elite.
Well, Dansby's connected because of Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And Justin Turner's connected because they were Dodgers teammates. What's Nico's connection to Bueller's wedding?
Well, I don't think
he's saying he knows Mackenzie Marcinek?
I don't think it's necessarily exclusive, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I think it is.
It's a thing,
man. That's the point, man.
Oh, really?
It's like the Catalina wine mixer. Okay. Like, not everybody gets invited
to
Bueller's wedding.
It's up in the hills.
Yeah.
Can you make it to the Bueller wedding,
man,
bro?
I think it's a thing.
Yeah,
so,
I bet Dylan Cease was there for some reason. Like, I feel like Cease, I'm there. It's totally sick. I was at the Bueller wedding. Sick.
Slider.
I will say that Walker Bueller is not following Nico on Instagram, so he probably wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Nico could find out about the Bueller wedding through friends, so that's what I would like. I would like to know more about the Bueller wedding.
That's sick. Nice. Okay, I'll fix that.
See, that's Dylan Cease
that's
right
what
there.
That's Dylan Cease said about Bueller's wedding.
He was totally at Bueller's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I'll put money on it.
That Dylan was there?
Reach out to Dylan Cease.
All right, we'll find
Let's
out.
Find
Shane,
out.
If you could reach out to Dylan Cease.
Were you at the Bueller wedding?
Yeah.
Sick. Hell yeah.
I'm betting that's a no. So I'm doing prep for these ball games this weekend out there in Mesa. And I'm reading about some of these guys, right? Reading about some of the Cubs stuff. And you know what I was doing? I was looking on the website that CM Punk loves so much. I was over there on the Wikipedia. And I saw this nugget that Justin Turner, who Dansby Swanson was talking about, who he interacted with at Bueller's wedding.
Bueller.
Justin Turner is the most endorsed Major League Baseball player, according to, Wikipedia. That nobody has more endorsements.
Seems wrong, doesn't it, Grody?
It's a newer type of thing.
Turner was the most endorsed MLB athlete in 2024 with 20 active deals.
Surprised, not surprised,
up
I think.
Up from 8 in 2023. So we got 12 new deals? Is there any way that Wikipedia is correct on this?
Wow. I mean, he was pretty famous for a long time in his Dodgers days.
He was.
Like, he was a thing. There's no doubt.
You put a beard on someone, then just immediately they become more marketable and likable.
Right.
You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
It happens even, like, around here all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Suddenly, everywhere, you know, Justin Turner in June 2024 signed on as a brand equity partner for something called Beard Club. Stating, quote, as someone who takes pride in my beard, grooming has always been a significant aspect of my routine, unquote.
I don't want to hate this guy already. This is not a beard club show. This is not a beard club
city. Dude,
we endorse the beard guys here on the Parkinson Spiegels and Holmes
you
show.
You should look up to him.
With Mark Brody.
Should look up to he was one of the he still had a long beard when everybody didn't have a beard. Like it was
so
him and did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And after.
Who was the San Francisco
Romo.
The closer, Brian Wilson?
That's him. Because wasn't he one of the original, wow, look at the beard on
he
that
was
guy.
Nuts. And then there was that Red Sox team. There's a whole Red Sox team with like Johnny Gomes and guys
Napoli
like that.
And,
yeah, Napoli. Yeah. All those guys were beardos.
David Ross had one.
Yeah.
Beardos.
It was a Duck Dynasty thing is what it was. Like, aren't we, don't we have to go back to Duck Dynasty or do we have to go before that to like the Charlie Daniels band and things like that?
No, I mean, they were the anomaly, I think. I think they were the, well, maybe not. Maybe that was the first wave of it. Charlie Daniels, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Like, they all had big beards.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we got to trace this back.
And the guy named Beard doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, but that's right. Frank Beard
does
is ZZ
not have
Top.
A beard. He's the third
Did
guy.
Did not have a beard.
Crazy.
It's an excellent point by you.
Unbearded. Unbearded.
Billy Gibbons.
Is that
one of the other guys who did have one. But Shane, to be clear, beard guys is what we are about here?
Yes. Beardos. This is a beard guy show and a
Long
beard
time.
Guy station.
Okay.
Beard guys with a Z.
Okay.
You can get it at any local retailer that has hair care products.
Okay, good. See?
That's where I get mine.
Beers, I'm more of a bears guy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Bears, beers.
I don't believe that there's any way in hell that Justin Turner is the most endorsed Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, that, like I said.
Can you write your own Wikipedia entry? Is that what's happening
maybe,
here?
Maybe, but why would he want to do that necessarily? I don't know why he's a made man, right?
Yeah.
Like Justin Turner's, he's good to go. He's 40 and he's still making millions.
And he's fine. And I also learned about two of the new Cubs having Cub family ties. So you know this stuff is always going to find its way to the broadcast, right, Brody?
Plenty of room.
According to Matthew Boyd, his late grandfather, John Boyd, grew up in downtown Chicago, was a diehard Cubs fan, and Carson Kelly, the new Cubs catcher, both his parents were Chicagoans, grew up in Chicago. He was born in Chicago and a Cubs fan. These are the important things that you learn along
Seven
the way.
Seven bears for that, by the way. That was very good. From here, perfect. Fans of the Cubs, seven in the offseason.
I didn't know Cubs fans could get bears.
Only in the
Cubs
only,
players.
Only in the Bears offseason. Wow, I really do sound like Grover. Only in the Bears offseason can that happen. I just made up that rule just now.
Yeah.
So if you want to bring up players that are from here on the Cubs or the White Sox,
yes.
I'll give them bears for a while.
Will.
But
okay.
Then it gets erased
so,
once
so,
this is in chalk.
So how about Nicky Lopez, the former White Sox, hopefully. Future Cub.
Okay. And
how many bears does he get? Or Mike Talkman, our guy that we talked to last week.
Talkman gets.
As a football guy.
I'm going to give him eight bears.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
goodness.
I mean, he was very serious about it. Like, he took it serious. He wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I love the Bears. I love Walter Payton and I love all those. I love
no,
Jay
he knew
Cutler.
His stuff.
Like, he was right on top of it.
He also looked down on other football fans like Nico.
And Justin Steele, too.
Right. So does that up the Bears count or lower it?
That's interesting. That's pretty gutsy on his part. We're just going to keep it right where it is. Seven Bears.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Grotes is in today and tomorrow as well. Friday, there's a ball game in this time slot. Coming up next, Mike Valenti, afternoon host at 97.1 The Ticket for Ben's Vision as we examine Ben Johnson's last 3 years as offensive coordinator in Detroit.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.